afternoon.
Good afternoon. Is this Ahmoud Gabriel?
May I ask who's calling?
Yes, sir. My name is Marcus. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you just a few questions of your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, sir, and your individual answers are confidential. Make sure you are representing everybody. May I please ask your race? Are you white, Caucasian, African-American, Black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed race?
I'm Black.
Okay. And, sir, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll probably vote.
Will you definitely vote, sir, 50-50, or will you not vote?
Yes, I said I'll probably vote.
Probably votes. And what is your age? Is it 24?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote in this year, and 10 means that you are 8.
Yep.
And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important. More important.
Would that be somewhat more important or much more important?
Somewhat.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
And do you approve or disapprove the job of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I guess I approve.
Would you somewhat approve it or strongly approve it?
Yeah, somewhat approve, somewhat.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed in?
Dissatisfied.
And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. I'm going to read you the list, starting with lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, reducing crime, creating more jobs and raising wages, border security, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving kindergarten to 12th grade public school education, combating division and racism, making college more affordable and forgiving the student debt, protecting abortion rights, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people. Please select up to two on the issues that the Congress should focus on.
Healthcare and education.
Healthcare and education, correct?
Yep.
Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable toward them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. I'm going to start with Joe Biden.
How much longer do we have?
The survey may take from 5 to 10 minutes. Remember that your opinions are very important, sir. I'm going to make it brief as well.
For Joe Biden, 70.
70. What about Donald Trump?
60.
And what about Kamala Harris?
65.
What about Republicans in Congress? Speaking in plural, Republicans in Congress.
55.
What about Jill Stein?
I haven't heard of him.
What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
50.
What about Tim Scott?
Haven't heard of him.
What about Democrats in Congress? Speaking in plural, Democrats in Congress.
60.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Jill Stein, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
And did you happen to see the debate between President Biden and former President Trump on Thursday night?
No.
Nothing at all?
No.
Okay. Even though you didn't see the debate yourself, did you hear, read, or see anything about that debate, for example, from friends or online?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? You may choose two. I'm gonna read you the list starting now. Donald Trump getting elected as president again, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the rise of white supremacy, and nationalism, stagnant wages and rising costs, the lack of quality education opportunities, rising crime and violence, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, cuts to the social safety net like the Social Security. Please select up to two of what you believe are the biggest threats to the African American community at the moment.
Education and stagnant wages.
Okay, education and stagnant wages, correct?
Yep.
And, sir, for each of the following issues, I'm going to read you some issues. Please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would do better at dealing with the issue. The first issue is tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs. Do you think Donald Trump would do much better, or Biden would do much better, Trump, or somewhat better, or the Trump? And do you think Trump would do much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat.
What about the issue of the rise of white supremacy and nationalism? Do you think Trump or Biden would do much
Biden.
Better or better?
Biden somewhat.
Biden would somewhat. And what about the issue of the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms? Do you think Trump or Biden would do better?
Biden somewhat.
What about the issue of rising crime and violence? Do you think Trump or Biden would do much better?
Trump somewhat.
What about growing the U.S. economy? Do you think Trump or Biden?
Trump somewhat.
What about fixing the immigration system? Do you think Trump or Biden?
Biden somewhat.
Okay. Generally speaking, sir, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war, does it make you more or less favorable toward them? Does it make you much more favorable toward them, somewhat more favorable toward them, somewhat less favorable toward them, or much less favorable toward
somewhat
them?
Somewhat less.
And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
Agree.
Well, do you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with the statement that I just read to you?
Disagree.
Do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not so often, or not at all?
Often.
And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, also called
YouTube.
X, or other social medias?
YouTube.
Okay. Switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, first to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificates, college graduate, a bachelor's degree, postgraduate, a master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.?
Bachelor's.
Okay. That was a bachelor's, correct?
Yes.
And, sir, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as, say, very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
How often do you attend a church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? One or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
More than hardly any.
Okay. And would you describe the area, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Were one of your grandparents born outside of the United States? Grandparents?
Yes.
were one of your parents born outside of the United States? And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
This concludes our survey, sir. Thank you so much for your participation. Do note that your opinion is very important. Thanks again for your help. You have a great rest of the day and a great rest of the weekend. Okay, sir?
You too, boss man. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.